bragging rights and fun stories to impress your friends, okay?
No certificate or anything.
None right? of that. But just a pat on the back and job well done.
You'll get a picture before you
Yeah, go. That's a good point. You'll get a family picture. All right, so we've got Bailey Jackson. He's the athletic director there at Clover High School, and Darius Jackson, who is the head coach for the boys basketball team. And good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Morning. Morning.
All right, so Coach, we'll get to you in a second. But Bailey, let's get with you. Let's kind of frame up, if we can, about the Benny Bennett Memorial Basketball Tournament that's underway at the Rock Hill Sports and Events Center.
Yeah, so Coach Bennett, he was my high school basketball coach, and he was he held almost every position in the Clover School District, teacher, coach, administrator, assistant superintendent, and then he became the superintendent in Newberry County, and in 2016 in April, he was tragically killed in a car accident. Mm-hmm. So the head coach at Newberry, Chad Carey, and I got together, and we started this tournament to kind of remember him. And it's kind of grown into a situation where we were having trouble with getting teams to play because they didn't all want to travel to Newberry or they didn't all want to travel to Clover. So we split it and we have half and half, and half at Newberry, half at Clover. And on the final day, we come together at the Rock Hill Event Center, which is great. So, and this year we have 8 boys teams and 4 girls teams. So we're,
oh, that's fun.
Today's the last day.
All right. So, all right. So Coach, how are our boys and girls doing and where are we in the tournament?
So our boys and girls team will be in the championship tonight. The girls will play at 5 against Cuthbertson, and boys will play at 6:30 versus Newberry. Both teams are playing well right now. We got a bunch of great kids in both class, both teams. I actually get a chance to work with the girls and the boys team during the school year because I teach the girls basketball class. So I'm excited to kind of, you know, see how they're progressing on the floor, as well as being able to work with my kids, the young men on the boys basketball team. So we're all kind of playing well at the right time, and you know, we look forward to competing tonight.
So you're the new coach, right, for the Clover boys basketball team?
I am. So I'm born and raised in Clover, South Carolina. The last 8 years I was at Aiken High School as the head coach, and now I got the opportunity to come back home to Clover, and it's been a kind of a wonderful just opportunity so far. Family and being around family and friends and all that kind of good stuff. So extremely excited to be back.
Yeah, it feels good to be back home. Bailey, you said, now Coach Jackson is very tall. You said, though, you remember when he was very little.
Very little. Yeah, right. That just ages me.
I know.
Yeah.
I was going to say, not to age you.
Yeah, he was a lot smaller back then. Everybody's doing a great job.
So, my goodness. But you also have a similar story, right? You're from the product of the Clover School District.
Yeah, I'm from Clover, and I'm back home, and I love it. I mean, I bounced around a little bit, but those are experiences you can't replace. But to get back to Clover and have my kids go to Clover, my son's a sophomore now, so it's a pretty special situation.
Oh, that's fantastic. Cool. So how long has the tournament been going on? This whole week?
This is a year.
This is the third day, so we've had 2 days up till now.
And the teams include what? They're from?
So there's us. There's May River from the Bluffton area. They're here. Greenville Hurricanes, obviously from Greenville. What else we got, Coach?
Carver's Bay from the Hemingway, Myrtle Beach area. Yeah, uh-huh. Pedro Menendez is from Jacksonville, Florida area. Or actually St. Augustine, Florida.
Wow.
Newberry, Mid-Carolina, and White Knoll from Columbia.
Wow.
And then the girls' teams, we have Cuthbertson, Clover, Lancaster, and the Greenville Hurricane team, which is a homeschool association in Greenville County.
So. Oh, that's cool. So I guess tournaments like this, too, are kind of becoming more of a every year kind of thing so the kids don't get lax and lazy.
Oh, yeah, everybody plays holiday tournaments.
They don't get a break. Really,
basketball coaches and players do not get breaks. Wrestlers either.
Yeah, they don't get a break, do they?
Yeah.
Because we get complacent. That's Ashley's point, right? Especially winter break. We kind of get a little overfed and a little lethargic.
That's right.
But you got to constantly stay in motion because your season continues whenever the new year rolls around and the kids get back in school.
Right, and it's a pretty cool way to, you know, for our kids, if you got family members in town for the holidays, might not be able to see you, you know, if they're living somewhere else and they come over Christmas break and they get a chance to see you play,
That's great.
Our kids really look forward to that a lot.
Well said. Yeah, that is a good point. Yeah, if you've got in-laws or grandparents that live out of this area, you can only send videos a certain link when you text them. But yeah, to see them in person is great. So Bailey, what are the details for today? When can we see both the Clover boys and girls teams and the championship, right?
Yep. So the game started at 11 a.m.
Okay.
Okay. And the girls are in the championship game against Cuthbertson at 5 p.m. and the boys follow at 6:30 against Newberry. So it's kind of neat also that Clover and Newberry, the two schools that kind of got this going, are in the championship game. And, you know, it's just to remember Coach Bennett and everything he meant to a lot of people in a lot of places.
I do now when you're saying that, I do remember that it's 2016 is when he passed away.
Yeah, I mean, he's in the York County Hall of Fame, the Winthrop Athletic Hall of Fame, the Clover School District Hall of Fame, and, you know, he's on the executive committee of the High School League. So he touched a lot of people, and we just wanted to do this to remember him.
That's great.
Well, keep his memory alive and celebrate his accomplishments for sure. All these games are taking place at the Rock Hill Sports and Event Center. We have, again, Athletic Director Bailey Jackson from Clover High School and Coach Darius Jackson, a head coach for the Clover boys basketball team. Good luck. Go Blue Eagles.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Thank you guys for having us.
Yeah, no problem. Y'all have a great new year, okay?
Happy new year.
You too. Happy New Year.